IFPRI Policy Seminar, the 2014 Global Nutrition Report Launch, held on December 9, 2014, in Washington, D.C. Closing remarks by Shangen Fan, Director General of IFPRI.
Well, thank you, Roger. IFPRI is very proud to be associated with this report. So I have watched the launch in Rome a couple of times, and I also read the report, so I enjoyed it very much. I also equally enjoyed the discussion here today. So what have I learned? Number one is nutrition is not only a moral issue, not only a human development issue, it's also an economic issue. So $1 invested could have $16 in return, but that $16 actually is a very conservative one. If you use weighted average, it could be 30, 40, because in some of the largest countries like India, the returns actually is higher than 30. Nigeria, more than 30. So definitely has very high economic returns. It's happening. So Simon said that nothing happened, well, despite some efforts or some sort of initial push. No, lots of things have happened. China, Vietnam, even India. Tremendous progress made in cutting down the stunting, wasting, all kinds of undernutrition. So let's not forget, and lots of progress has been made. Now, what I'm not so happy, or sort of what I wanted to see the next report is, right now, I don't think we are ambitious enough. Do we have a precise time frame to end hunger, malnutrition, all kinds of malnutrition, all forms of undernutrition? Yes, the UN NDG said that we wanted to end extreme poverty by 2030. You can define the poverty in different ways. But the nutrition has a clear definition. If a child is hungry, it's hungry. If a child is undernourished, it's undernourished. You can use stunting or underweight, wasting to measure that. But without ending malnutrition, we will not be able to end poverty. So are we ambitious enough? Can we end hunger, malnutrition by 2025, 5 years before ending extreme poverty? And to do that, I very much agree with Brave and many others said country level process is so critical. I'm glad that the Sun Initiative is already doing some sort of roundtable discussions. I think we should do more. At a country level, make the country leaders accountable to nutrition outcome. So if you make them accountable, they will be looking for you for your knowledge, information, how to do it, instead of we derive the demand. So accountability is very important. When there is accountability at a country level, then we can try to facilitate that process. Whether it's a round table, whether it's a compact, I think Osman Badian is not here. The CADAP succeeded, Comprehensive African Agriculture succeeded in Rwanda in a couple of countries. It's because at a country level, the country leaders are committed. And there's a country compact where the different stakeholders came together to commit themselves. And then research organizations help them to track, monitor progress, to connect the data. So demand is from the country. So can we do the same? By bringing best practices, as Jorgen said, at the country level, we have seen lots of successful examples. Can we learn from them, synthesize them, how to scale them up? I think agriculture obviously is very part of that, food security. But we have to go beyond just agriculture, sanitation, healthcare, gender, the role of women. So all this come together. Make sure that country is accountable. We have agreement, not by country. And the research organizations like us just provide research-based support to help the country to build the capacity. So, Lawrence, when is the next report?
We're already working on it.
Okay, so that's... try to come here maybe in a year to see the next report. Thank you very much.
Thank you.